But I just want to pray before we start. Father, we thank you that we can be together. I thank you for your presence here this morning. I thank you for what you want to reveal to us. And Lord, we just open our hearts and we receive what you have for us this morning. We humble ourselves. We come with an expectation, Father. I pray that every heart will be open here this morning, Father. And we just say, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. You're so welcome in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm just going to start off with a short testimony. I just love what God does. And, you know, we've been talking about healing. Jesus heals, Jesus delivers. And, you know, a couple of weeks, 3 weeks ago, Bethel was here. How many of you were there? Bethel came, their team, and, you know, we had some worship. And I remember some of the people in front. And this is one of the gifts that God gives the body of Christ, is words of knowledge. And we're going to teach about that. But there's some words of knowledge that God reveals to individuals through His Spirit. And so one of the guys there mentioned, you know, somebody's knee, you've got a growth on your knee and you're in a pain, it's just next to the patella. And that was me. You know, for 4 months, I had this growth thing on my knee and it was in pain. Man, I went to the doctor. Doctor told me that they probably need to do surgery and cut this thing out. And so anyway, I had an appointment. He made an appointment 2 weeks ago. I'm still waiting. God bless the NHS. But, it was about 3 nights ago. Myself and Andrew, we were watching a movie. And, you know, usually I just go straight there, right? And you just kind of rub. And I'm just like, hey, it's gone. And God completely removed this thing, this growth on my knee. It's gone. It used to kind of stand out like that. I'm thank God I didn't have it for the paintball yesterday. I would have been in trouble. But I mean, God, guys, we serve a mighty God. God that heals. And I remember I just claimed that. I just stood there, right? It was 2 weeks, 3 weeks after the team was here. But that's God. That's how He works. And I've just been believing Him. I've been claiming that and saying, in Jesus' name, this thing is going to go. It has to go. And so I just want to give God praise for that this morning. I'm excited about this new series that we're starting called Empowered. Empowered. And we've been looking at journeying with Jesus and at the crucifixion, something happened. Remember when He was crucified, He said it was finished. And then what happened? He was resurrected from the grave. The grave is empty. And that's what we're going to discover when we go to Israel. It's empty. But what happened in that moment, resurrection power, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead was made available to us. And so I just love, through this series, you're going to discover the power, the presence and power of God. And this is who we are as a church. God has called us as every nation, as a church, we exist to love God and love people. And bring positive transformation to the people of Belfast and the nations. We are called to be a Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, culturally relevant and socially responsible church and campus ministries in every nation. So there we go. There's a word there called Spirit-empowered church, right? So first and foremost, we want to be a Christ-centered church, a church that builds around Jesus. And then we want to be a Spirit-empowered church. And that's what we long for, because I believe, friends, we owe the world the encounter with Jesus. The world desperately needs to experience the manifested presence of God. And so, you know, so this is just my prayer, and it came from Ephesians 3:10. It says, His purpose was that now, through the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly realms. And I believe God believes in the church today. But I believe through the church, God wants to manifest something here on this earth that will bring transformation. And this is what the church, what I long for. This is my prayer for the church, that God's kingdom come. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Belfast as it is in heaven. In every nation, Belfast as it is in heaven. And that we will be the ones that will release His presence here And so we're going to look more about this. But this morning, I believe as well through this series, God is inviting us. He's inviting each and every one of us to go deeper with Him. How many of you want to go deeper with God? How many of you have got a longing? You say, you know what? I want to experience God more in my life. There's a longing and a deep yearning for the things of the Spirit. And that is just my prayer for each and every one of you, that we will go deeper this year, that we embrace everything that God has for us. And I've entitled this message, Living Fully Immersed. Because this is where I believe God wants us to go. You know, if you go walk into the ocean, which we're going to do, don't be jealous, soon we're going to go into the ocean. What do we do? I just don't go halfway, right? Just kind of there by my knee. I'm like, oh, that's enough. I'm out of here. And then go lie down the beach. You want to go and immerse yourself in the water. You know, I just love baptisms. This is a baptism that we did in Israel about 2 years ago. We were just hanging around the Jordan River. And we just had this divine appointment. This lady came over to one of my friends, the pastor, and spoke to his wife and said, I saw you in Caesarea, and I saw you in Galilee, and now I'm seeing you at the Jordan. It must be God is up to something. And they were there for the 15-year anniversary. And so anyway, she said, you know, she was so disappointed because they came to Israel to be baptized in the Jordan. And so they told them there's not a pastor. You need to have the pastor or a priest. So they were disappointed. But guess what? I was there, and so they called me over and said, hey, listen, they're from Netherlands, so I can speak a little bit of Dutch. And so they wanted to be baptized. And so I had the opportunity to baptize this beautiful couple. And what I love about this baptisms, you know, as you go down, you know, something happens. You know, you get wet. That's what immersed means. You get immersed. You get soaked into water, right? And so when you come up, you know, the water start dripping off you. And eventually, you become dry, all right? That water is dripped off, and so you are dry. And so I believe that's how many Christians become. You become dry. You know, as you experience, if you've immersed yourself in God's presence, and then we start running dry. But I feel that this is a word for us this morning. God wants you to immerse yourself in His presence. More of His Spirit in our lives. You know, there's reasons run dry, right? We fail to immerse ourselves in the things of God and in His Spirit. Also, I believe people do not know the source and sadly turn to other sources. And this is so important, why we want to teach about the Holy Spirit here this morning, because He is our source. He is the main source. And so we see people running to other sources, and they're running out of patience, like, where is this God? Where is this Holy Spirit that you've mentioned? And so they go to all the other sources that's out there. Let me believe, tell me, there's a good spirit and there's bad spirits, right? There's some sources that you just don't want to drink from. And unfortunately, people are immersing themselves in the wrong sources. And so what God wants to do with us, He wants to align us with His Spirit. First and foremost, He wants to reveal Himself. And the way He reveals Himself is through His Holy Spirit. And that is just one of the most amazing gifts that He's given to us on this earth. And I believe no matter how dry you may find yourself, the Holy Spirit can always be poured out. It's something that He is available to us here today. And I just love how Jesus told him to go to Jerusalem, because there was a promise. You know, as he was spending time with his disciples, and you know, and he said, look, my time on earth is gone. But guess what? I'm going to leave you a helper. I'm sure that those disciples were like, I'm glad that there's a helper. I mean, Jesus, you're not going to be with us any longer. So what are we going to do? I mean, where are we going to go? Who's going to tell us all these things? And so he said, I'm going to give you a helper. And Acts 1, verse 4 to 5, and this is what he says. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. So there was a promise. So go to Jerusalem. I want you to go and wait because I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to give you somebody that's going to help you. And it's important that they discover who this Holy Spirit is. Acts 1:8. And when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will receive power to be my witness in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And this is what he was saying there, that you're going to receive power, and this power comes from above, and it's going to enable you to do some amazing things. See, the things that I've done on this earth, you're going to do this. But I'm going to enable you because I'm giving you a helper, and it's going to empower you to be a witness. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Holy Spirit. By my Holy Spirit. Baptized by the Spirit of God. And I love when they came, when after I baptized them, and they came out of the water, and this was just one of the most amazing experiences that I've had over the years of going to Israel since 2009, and the encounters I've had. And so we prayed. So they asked, we want more of God. I want you to pray. And so we started to pray. Friends, as we were praying at that point there, that time, the Holy Spirit came upon them. We experienced the power, the manifested presence of God came upon us. It was so tangible. I mean, all of us were in tears. You know, we could just feel the presence of God, the peace that came upon, that same peace, that same power, that same Holy Spirit that came upon Jesus at the Jordan River came upon this couple. And I believe in that moment, there was transformation happened. There was a change in their hearts. And we started to declare the promises of God over their lives. But what I know is they left the Jordan River changed and transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. And so that is what God wants to release over us. And so as we go on this journey, we discover who the Holy Spirit is. And what he wants to do on this earth. I believe that the Holy Spirit is the most important person on this earth today. Because why I say that is because Jesus is in heaven praying and interceding for us right now. And through the Holy Spirit, he's releasing those prayers to come to pass in our lives. As we walk on this earth, the Holy Spirit is releasing some things in our lives. And you know, so he's interceding for us. I just love that picture of him just interceding and Holy Spirit doing the work here. And so I love that as the promise was fulfilled there in Acts 2, as they came to that upper room, in Acts 2 verse 4, it says here, and all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation. See, every nation was there. Under heaven. So 120 of them were just waiting there. There was a promise. And they were just waiting on the Holy Spirit. It's just something about waiting on the Holy Spirit. Waiting on him. Being in that place. Being still. Just, Holy Spirit, come. And what happened there, that was the empowerment of the early church into its mission, into their purpose. Empowered to do the very things that the Father wants us to do in this earth. And so I want us just to look a little bit, who is the Holy Spirit? I believe the Holy Spirit is the gift and personal presence of God in our lives, who empowers us to join with God's purposes on the earth. The Holy Spirit is the gift and personal presence of God in our lives, who empowers us to join with God's purposes on the earth. Now, I believe that we are in partnership with God here on the earth. And so we're partnering with the Holy Spirit. And this is what we're going to discover in this series, that he's got some desires for us. And so he's going to reveal it to us through his Spirit. This is what I want you to do. This is my mission assignment for you. Many of you might be sitting here and like, what on earth has God called me to do? What is my function here on this earth? Well, guess what? Holy Spirit's going to help you. He's going to reveal to you what is on the Father's heart. And I really believe that the Holy Spirit is the most ignored and underutilized person in the church today, sadly. You know, it's sometimes in many churches become the Father, Son, and Holy Bible. Okay? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But I believe it's the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I mean, and the Word of God. Those are two important components. Word and Spirit. But he's such a vital component, part of the early church. Now, if we want to have an example, let's look at the early church. Let's look at how they operated and how they functioned. They were so dependent on this Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit takes everything that is in heaven that concerns you and then makes sure that you connect with it here on earth. Everything that is in heaven concerns you. And he makes sure that you connect with it here on the earth. The Holy Spirit's job and function is to help develop who you are in Jesus. That's what he wants. We want to be more Christ-like. Guess what? You cannot do it in your own strength. I want to be more like Jesus. It's like, Holy Spirit, help me to be more like Jesus. Not by might, nor by power, but by your Spirit. Help me. Come and start from the inside. And I find this is how he works. He starts from the inside out. And he reveals who the Father is. We start getting understanding of his nature, the attributes, and that love, and that joy, that peace. It just starts to immerse. As you immerse yourself in the Spirit, it just starts to reflect. And you carry something. And I believe that all of us, you know, this is how God made us. You know, we have a body and we have a soul and we have a spirit. And I believe that we are more spirit than we are soul and we are a body. So we are spiritual beings. God is a spiritual being. And so this is the Holy Spirit that comes and fills us and reveals to us who the Father is. Now, many we've seen and people see a dove come down. How many of you know that the Holy Spirit is not a dove? Okay? It's like a dove. So if you see a dove around there and it comes down, it's not the Holy Spirit, okay? And we see that a lot in Trafalgar Square. It's like Holy Spirit, and then they like poop on your shoulder and you're like, what on earth happened there? But that's not what he brings. He brings just purity. He brings so much. He carries so much. The Holy Spirit adores Jesus. And he will tell you everything that you need to know about Jesus. That's what I love. When I read the scripture, I just cannot read it not having the Holy Spirit. That's how we get religious, right? Because we try to build around scripture and we don't have the Spirit. You get all weird and religious, and that's not who God has said, I came to set you free. And that the Spirit brings freedom. The Holy Spirit's a person. We We are called to build around the presence of God. This was so important. From the very beginning, in the garden, there was presence. They were with God in the garden. God's presence was there. It was hovering over the waters. And then we get into in Exodus. I just love how Moses stressed the importance of this presence. Exodus 33, verse 15. Moses was saying, "Lord, if your presence is not with me, then I am not going anywhere. I won't take a single step unless I'm assured you're with me." Friends, can we come to that place? Say, "Lord, I don't want to do anything without your spirit. I need your anointing. I don't want to do everything. I don't want to preach without your presence. I don't want to go to work without your presence. I don't want to go to school without your presence. I want you." And this is Moses distressing the importance of, we got to be the carriers of God's presence. Now that time in the Old Testament, the Spirit of God wasn't poured out yet, okay? There's times that the Spirit came upon them to empower them to do some amazing things. But now we fast forward to Pentecost. And that is when that promise came to fulfillment, when the church was activated in their purpose and their mission here on the earth. And that is also relevant for you. It's not exclusive, it's inclusive, it's for all of us. It wasn't just for the 120 in the upper room, it's for every single person sitting here today. It's for you. It's available. And so, friends, we got to be a church that is intentional about building around the presence of God. And I want to encourage you in your own life as well to start practicing His presence. I've referred a book called Good Morning, Holy Spirit to quite a few people, and I love that book because it's so simple. I love the title, Good Morning, Holy Spirit. When you wake up, it's Good Morning, Holy Spirit. I'm here. Reveal to me who Jesus is. Come and lead me today. And so I believe God wants that dependency of with His Spirit to grow. There's a growing dependency to be Spirit-led, to be led by His Spirit. And some of you this morning, you're going to make some important decisions. You're like, "I don't know what to do." Guess what? Holy Spirit's there. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Help me out here. I need a sign. I need you to confirm some things to me. And He will. And so the Holy Spirit fills us, friends, fills our lives to a degree that we allow Him to. So you've got to allow it. You're either open or you're closed. As simple as that. I believe that that tap in heaven is always open. Right, the Spirit is always available to us. But are we receptive? Are we open? Do we align ourselves and say, "Yes, Lord, I want that"? Or are you scared? Holy Ghost. It's not a ghost. You shouldn't be afraid of it. You know, a lot of people are actually scared of the Holy Spirit. I know myself, you know, when I started walking with God and I went to my parents' church and I see people had some encounters with the Holy Spirit, and I thought, wow, they're weird. but it's something I was longing for. But yet, it was so real. I could see it. And I knew these people. And they had joy. And I didn't. And I was kind of looking at it from a distance. And God said, "Are you going to immerse yourself in my presence? How much do you want that?" And I said, "Lord, I want this." And I made that decision. I remember that day, that morning, I walked to the front. And the next moment, I don't know what happened, but I was on the floor. And God did something there. I felt a tangible presence. Friends, the way I could describe it to you is just this. I remember this heat just came over my body and this peace that came over me and the joy. I couldn't contain it. And I remember after I had that experience, God said to me, "I want my church to experience that. I want every believer, every follower, every person, I want them to experience me. Now, we know it's not always about experiences, right? We're not chasing after the experience. Sometimes God gives you that awareness, and sometimes you're walking, you're like, God, where on earth are you? I cannot. But He's there because He promises that He'll never leave or forsake us. So, you know, sometimes we ask for things that we already have. Holy Spirit's there. But like I said, you immerse yourself in that water and then it drips and it dries, right? And we become dry. And so what do? You just dive in again and receive some more. And so we need to be filled daily. So in Spirit-empowered church, seeks the Spirit's infilling daily. This is not a once-off. This is a daily thing where I say, Lord, I want more of you. Come and fill me. This is what I need today. This is my daily bread. Come and fill me with your word, with your Spirit. I've got a lot of Israel photos, right? You can see I'm ready to go. I'm pumped, man. This is in Gedi, all right? We're going to go there. This is where David was hiding from Saul, and just at a place in a time of his life where he was fearful and scared, and you know. And so this is an oasis in the middle of the desert. Quite an amazing place, next to the Dead Sea. So this is like, it rarely like rains there, right? So there's water gushing out from nowhere, and that's me just immersing myself in under this amazing waterfall and just receiving. And I know that this is something, friend, that's so important, right? We got a lot of rain here, by the way, right? We're in a nation where it rains. This is not a dry place. It rains like our friends have experienced this week, last week. But I believe it's spiritually dry. And so for us, we need to be intentional of where you position yourself. What is the sources? What sources do you go to? I mean, I love this, how God created this space just for His beloved David, just to have an amazing feast there. There's actually a pool that I believe he spent some time in. It's like a jacuzzi. It's actually got a little slide there. So I went down the slide a few times into this pool, and he was just overlooking this valley. And I just love how he positions us. He knows exactly. He's put some sources. He gave us the main source, the Holy Spirit. But He's given us the church. It's a place to come and receive, a life group, wherever it is, some people. I believe that's how He works. We are conduits. As we receive, we can give, right? How many of you know that we are called to be a river, not a lake? It's the inflow and then the outflow. That there needs to be outflow. And so we're going to discover this in this series as well. But we need to position ourselves to receive from Him. And I know many of us, we might be running on empty, right? Been going through this week, like, thank God it's Sunday. Monday too, and then you're almost empty after Monday. You're running low. And God just wants us to be filled up. I always say that, you know, it's when I'm in the States, they're not ashamed about refills, right? You go there and you refill and refill, and I mean, people, don't judge me. I just want to be filled. It's a different source, okay? I'm not giving Coke any credit here, Coca-Cola, but you know what I mean. There's a source. The Holy Spirit is there. And so, Lord, fill us up. Fill us with your Spirit. I just want to call the worship team up here. We're going to just go in a time of worship and just really seeking God's presence. I just love in Acts 13:52, it says, and the disciples were continually filled with the joy and with the Holy Spirit. How many of you want to be continually filled? Friends, if we want to be a Spirit-empowered church, this is just something we need to grow in. We need to cultivate in our lives. And so we're going to just have some time just to worship. You know, God gave me a picture. How many of you know that God speaks prophetically through pictures, dreams? And one of the pictures he showed me is that this river. And on this river, I saw a lock, like a dry lock. And this boat was stuck in this lock. It was a dry lock. And so for this boat to continue on this river, what's got to happen? The water level's got to rise. And so I saw how the water came in as they allow the water to come in. You see, allowing the water to come in. Otherwise, the boat will be stuck. So they opened it up, and so the water came in. And what happened? The water level was rising. And it came to a point. I've been there. I've been on the Shannon River. I've actually been on a boat in a lock. And so they got to allow the water to come in. And then they opened up, and the boat could continue. And as I saw this, I felt God saying, there's some people here that are stuck. You're in a dry place. He wants you to move forward, but you cannot move forward because you're dry. And what he wants to do this morning in your life is for the water level of his presence to rise in your life. I want you just to rise up. Stand up with me this morning. And I just want you just to receive. As we're going to do, go into a time of worship, we're going to pray for people. Maybe some people here, you've not been baptized with the Holy Spirit. I just feel God saying He wants you to immerse yourself in His presence. Open yourself to Him this morning. Friends, He is here. The Spirit of God is here. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for what you want to do in our lives. Thank you for what you want to release. And I thank you, Father, for these people here this morning. Father, we come before you thirsty this morning. Thirsty. We seek more of you in our lives, Father. We want more of you. And so we say, Holy Spirit, we give you full permission to access all areas of our lives, to come and fill us. Come and fill us this morning in Jesus' name. I pray, Father, for the water level of your presence to rise in this place, to rise in people's lives in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that is not by might nor by power, but by your Holy Spirit. We say, Holy Spirit, come. Where you are, where you're standing right now, just say, Holy Spirit, come. I need more of you. I want to empty myself of things that doesn't represent you, doesn't represent your kingdom. I want you to fill it. I want you to displace anything that does not exalt you in my life. And I ask that you will come like a river. Just come and fill me. I want to say, I'm here. I want more of you. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name.